Doe Run is the largest lead mining company in the Western Hemisphere, and they operate in southeast Missouri. Doe Run has several large mine waste piles in St. Francis County, and in the 90s and into the early 2000s, Doe Run sold chat, or sand, from those piles. That sand contained harmful amounts of lead and is the subject of upcoming lawsuits. The bill would cap punitive damages in lawsuits like these at $2.5 million. For some perspective, a jury ordered Doe Run's predecessor to pay $320 million 2 years ago, saying the company was responsible for the lead poisoning of children. Attorneys suing Doe Run in the upcoming trial declined to speak with St. Louis Public Radio, but Sharon Jones with the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys says some of the waste made its way to kids' sandboxes.
Doe Run was including lead waste in those sorts of products. They certainly knew better.
The EPA says, quote, Doe Run allowed and profited from the inappropriate use of contaminated mine waste materials, even though it was aware of the lead content and its potential negative impacts on human health and the environment. The EPA says Doe Run was aware of the problem in 1992, but didn't stop until it was ordered to do so by the EPA in 2003.
That's not the way a court system should work.
Governor Jay Nixon.
Coming after you've been found to be somebody who has undergone processes which have endangered the developmental disability of kids with lead poisoning, and then here's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that we're going to limit your liability later. That's just not the way to run a judicial system.
Doe Run has stepped up its lobbying game to try to get this bill passed. They hired on 7 additional lobbyists and contributed $25,000 in campaign contributions this year, which is markedly more than they have in previous years. I spoke to Doe Run's VP of Law, Matthew Wohl, and asked him why the decision of how much a company should pay if they're negligent should be decided by lawmakers, and why a jury wouldn't be capable of making that decision.
Well, I don't think they're incapable of determining, but it's there's absolutely this isn't the only example of caps on punitive damages. And punitive damages is really a matter of public policy, and it's absolutely within the purview of the legislature to determine what is the best policy for the state of Missouri.
Wohl says the bill is important for Doe Run's survival in Missouri. He says without protection from large punitive damages, the company may have to leave. Wohl points out that the company employs about 1,500 people in Missouri and contributes about $1 billion to the state economy.
We have to manage our liabilities. If we can't put some reasonable bounds around this litigation that we think is unwarranted, unfair, and give us the opportunity to fight and defend ourselves in these cases, it's tough to say what the future holds.
When asked about those jobs, Nixon says lead is important and that he wants the industry to succeed. Nixon called Missouri the lead mining capital of North America and says Doe Run is bluffing.
The lead is here. They're not going to move. They're not going to go down 2 miles into the ground and take the richest lead vein in North America and pick it up and move it to New Jersey or whatever. I mean, it's here.
Nixon also says that it's not appropriate for a bill to single out a company for benefit. Republican House Speaker Tim Jones disagrees.
All legislation should be of some potential benefit to the entire state. I think it's going to be a positive impact on the entire Southeast region. I don't view this as special legislation. I view the governor's veto as a special interest veto. I think it was done for the plaintiff's trial bar.
Jones says the veto could be overridden this week. It originally passed 15 votes short of what they would need for an override, but some lawmakers have indicated that they've changed their minds after thinking about the company's economic impact. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.